It's often said you are what you eat, but what if you don't know what you're eating? The illegal global trade in counterfeit food is worth billions of dollars. It also defrauds legitimate producers and poses huge health risks for consumers. So who's behind it? This is the second episode of a two-part investigation.
Counterfeit foods, cheap and sometimes dangerously adulterated copies of the real thing, have been found all over the world. It's a secretive and deadly trade that generates billions of dollars every year. So who's behind it, and who's trying to stop it? In the first episode of this two-part investigation, we went in search of European food fraudsters, and the whistleblowers and regulators determined to expose them. We looked in particular at fake beef scandals, which put horse meat into brand-name-ready meals, and saw sick cattle introduced into the food chain for huge profits. But there's more to fake food than just cheap beef. It can affect even the most premium products. And that takes us now to a country renowned for its distinctive cuisine and gastronomic heritage, Italy. Italian food is loved around the world. It's sought after ingredients forming a major part of the country's export trade. Unsurprisingly, it was one of the first countries in Europe to establish quality control measures, and it takes any threat against its products extremely seriously. But it battles food fraud on a massive scale.
Il parmigiano in generale, il prosciutto, l'aceto balsamico, l'olio extravergine, insomma i prodotti più importanti vengono sofisticati. Il danno è al mercato, il danno è all'immagine del prodotto italiano.
Ludovico Vaccaro is an Italian magistrate who specializes in criminal prosecutions involving food.
Ricordo quando ero un giovane sostituto, mi occupavo anche di queste cose, e c'era uno che con il suo furgoncino vendeva in varie parti d'Italia. Oggi è diventata una grande industria.
Potentially, all kinds of Italian foods are under threat from food scammers. And in 1986, a special unit of the Agriculture Ministry was set up to stop them. But the ICQRF, or the Central Inspectorate as it's sometimes known, focuses much of its attention on just one product, famous all over the world: Italian extra virgin olive oil. This single shining star of the country's food culture earns Italy well over €1 billion a year, and it's fiercely protected.
Il prodotto non è in Italia, è all'estero.
Counterfeiters selling fake oil online routinely steal genuine brand names to do so. When the unit's investigators spot them, they can immediately demand the ads are taken down.
Nel sistema di controlli che è stato implementato, un sistema di controlli che è abbastanza stringente, anzi possiamo dire molto più stringente rispetto a altri paesi, anche perché l'olio extravergine oliva è un prodotto su cui tanto punta il Ministero dell'Agricoltura, la produzione nazionale.
But where do these fakes come from? To understand that, you have to start amid Italy's fabled olive groves. This is Anciano in Tuscany, the village where Leonardo da Vinci was born. It's also where Luigi Perini follows age-old traditions as a producer of extra virgin olive oil. Of late, he's been experiencing a big fall in profits.
Quest'anno a luglio non avevo più olio, perché io quando ho finito il mio olio biologico non lo vendo più. Quando non ce n'ho più, non lo vendo più, l'ho finito, c'è più.
Global warming and changing insect populations have been seriously affecting production. So Luigi wonders how the big brands which supply Europe's supermarkets with extra virgin olive oil can somehow still do so all year round and at knockdown prices.
E succede questo, che sono delle aziende, degli orifici abbastanza grossi, tipo nome non ne posso fare, va bene? E che importano olive con queste catene di supermercati che vendono l'olio 5 litri a 16 euro. È una vergogna, quest'olio di merda, la posso dire merda.
In order to supply the global market, these big manufacturers don't harvest or press their product locally on site like Luigi does. Instead, they gather olives for central processing from across Italy and then blend them together industrially, sometimes adding imported oil to the mix. It's a method, regulators say, that can be open to fraud. The port of Livorno is one of the main entry points for goods entering Tuscany. Every day here, a ship unloads a cargo of extra virgin olive oil. Not from Italy, but from elsewhere around the Mediterranean.
Facciamo uno screening su alcuni fornitori dalla Spagna e vediamo poi il risultato.
These foreign imports will be mixed with the domestic product and then sold as Italian extra virgin olive oil. Remarkably, this is all legal, under one condition, that all the criteria for extra virgin olive oil have been met.
Interessante per noi, perché è olio che ha già un po' di anni.
The Italian inspectors are looking for imported foreign oil of poor quality, that's either too acidic or not fruity enough. If it's found to be not up to grade, the oil is simply registered as being substandard, stating that an error has crept into the documents.
Spesso, abbiamo visto, il declassamento avviene mentre ancora stiamo facendo il campione. Quindi cosa vuol dire? L'azienda era consapevole che il prodotto non era tanto buono. Però ci provo, vediamo, no? Se non ci sono controlli. Ci sono i controlli, allora io declasso il prodotto, non è più extravergine. Prima ancora che sia analizzato.
The random nature of checks at the port makes them of only limited use. So the central inspectorate's agents concentrate much of their effort further up the production chain. A few kilometers away, a manufacturer agreed to let us in to see an inspection take place.
Permesso. Siamo venuti per un controllo.
A central computer program allows the inspectors to monitor in real time all the registered producers of extra virgin olive oil. Each new delivery must be declared.
Chiaramente noi ci vogliamo di questa stagione.
Quindi non è presente sul
non è presente
sul nostro registro, perché abbiamo visto non ci sono movimentazioni, a meno che non sia entrata qualche altra.
È arrivato stamattina questo.
Perfetto.
Before launching an investigation, the inspector is supposed to know exactly what he'll find in the tanks, the quantity, which oil is produced on site, which oil is imported. Everything must be recorded by the manufacturer. It's a meticulous process that's meant to keep the entire production of Italian olive oil under the strictest supervision.
Servono 5 lattine,
sì.
Per poter fare caso cerchiamo di prenderle più random possibile.
Prego.
While everything seems to be in order at this manufacturer, random samples will still be taken and sent for analysis.
Però è una garanzia per noi che lavoriamo e che vogliamo produrre un olio italiano di qualità. Ecco, quindi benvengano, anzi, vengono ancora più controlli più stretti, più stringenti, più forti.
But are these controls really as stringent as they seem? There have been frequent complaints of double standards in the industry, that the authorities tend to focus on the smaller producers while leaving the major, more powerful companies alone. Meanwhile, the quality of the oil produced by those larger businesses has been frequently challenged by other independent bodies. In May 2021, Salvagente, a consumer protection magazine, tested 15 bottles of supposedly premium extra virgin olive oil from major brands. They were sent to public laboratories for analysis, and the test showed that 7 of 15 bottles were not extra virgin oil at all.
c'è un'attenzione, ecco, negli ultimi anni alla tutela dell'olio di oliva, però non sono ancora sufficienti i controlli a evitare le truffe.
Whether the controls are effective or not, the olive oil counterfeiters keep finding ways of evading them. South of Tuscany, in Puglia, lies Italy's largest area of intensive olive oil production. It's here that criminals devised one of the most blatant food frauds in recent years, a case known to Ludovico Vaccaro as Operation Yellow Gold.
È nata quasi per caso, perché è stato visto che venivano vendute delle bottiglie di olio a 3 euro, 3,50 euro. Quindi è subito nato il sospetto che non potesse essere olio extravergine di oliva.
Sent for analysis by the investigators, the bottles turned out to contain rapeseed oil. At this stage, Vaccaro hadn't yet realized the size of the problem.
In tutte queste confezioni, sia la bottiglia da un litro, sia quelle più piccole, quelle tipiche da ristorante, erano indicati degli oleifici inesistenti. Erano degli oleifici fantasma, ghost. Abbiamo fatto intercettazioni telefoniche, abbiamo fatto delle intercettazioni telematiche sulle mail, abbiamo fatto accertamenti patrimoniali, abbiamo messo GPS per seguire i camion. Insomma, è stata fatta un'indagine molto, molto complessa che è durata 2 anni.
These were methods comparable to those used routinely against the Italian mafia. In this case, they revealed a major clandestine organization involving 34 people.
Qui si vede l'arrivo dell'olio. Quindi olio sfuso che è arrivato in Italia e viene trasportato dentro l'orificio e veniva da navi cisterna da varie parti del mondo. Qui invece vediamo il camion che partono per la Germania. Penso che un camion di questi conteneva più di 20.000 litri. Guardi che macchinari, no? Sofisticati per l'imbottigliamento. Questo per fare le etichette. Cioè era un'industria vera e propria.
This sophisticated network had managed to completely bypass Italy's much vaunted food surveillance system. The gang imported rapeseed oil, most often from Turkey, to their nearest port, Ancona. Usually, the oil was past its use-by date. The network then took the rapeseed oil to be transformed into fake olive oil in their own clandestine workshop. Later, it was packaged and transported by road for sale to Italian, Swiss and German restaurants. Some of them were famous establishments, one even hosting the German Chancellor and the Italian President.
Guardi, questa è la cloro, questo è la sostanza, questo che vede, questo colore verde intenso, poi veniva messo, bastano poche gocce, e dava all'olio di semi, che ha di solito una colorazione più chiara, no? Quel tipico colore verde che è il tipico dell'olio. Poi aggiungendo a volte il beta carotene si cercava di dare anche, dal punto di vista del profumo, una caratteristica organolettica, diciamo noi, che si avvicinasse all'olio. Dell'oliva non aveva neanche l'ombra, neanche una parte. Cioè era al 100% un olio che non conosceva l'oliva.
The criminals could scarcely believe their luck. Fake olive oil was surprisingly easy to produce and very profitable.
Proviamo a fare un po' di calcoli. Questo olio di semi aveva un costo di 70, massimo 80 centesimi. Poi veniva trasportato a Cerignola, veniva sofisticato, aveva alla fine un costo di 1 euro, 1,10 euro, 1,20 euro al massimo. Messo sul mercato, agli stessi componenti dell'associazione, veniva venduto a 3 euro, 3,50 euro, c'è un grossissimo guadagno.
In under 2 years, the fraudsters made at least 7 million euros profit.
Uno degli indagati è stato arrestato e processato per la sofisticazione alimentare, ma credo una decina di volte. Ciò vuol dire sono 30 anni che va avanti.
That level of impunity seems common in food fraud cases. The minor sanctions for conviction are clearly an insufficient deterrent.
La semplice attività di sofisticazione alimentare, le pene sono lievi, ma pene che vanno fino a 2-3 anni e però possono poi in concreto essere molto più basse.
Vous avez beaucoup moins de risques en termes de sanctions judiciaires que si vous avez trafiqué sur de la drogue, des armes ou autre chose. Donc, forcément, c'est un secteur qui attire les fraudeurs.
It helps explain why the traditional Italian mafias have also been turning their attention to food fraud. Criminal investigators are now discovering fake foods among other illegal commodities, like weapons and narcotics. In 2017, during raids on one of the most notorious mafia gangs in Calabria, Italian police found consignments of fake olive oil made from industrial lubricants that were being exported to the United States.
La mafia e le organizzazioni criminali in genere va sempre in un'unica direzione, dove ci sono gli affari, dove si fanno soldi e si fa denaro.
Vous avez des entreprises qui sont mafieuses, mais elles vous le disent pas, quoi. Vous le savez pas. Vous avez des belles entreprises qui sont détenues en partie par la mafia, mais ils vont pas vous le dire. Nous, c'est la mafia. Bienvenue chez nous.
With the amounts of money on offer to either unscrupulous companies or criminal gangs, it's not surprising food fraud is on the increase. But it's also a consequence of globalization, which has created a complex and difficult to monitor global business in competition for low costs and high returns.
Souvent, les produits qu'on achète, nous en tant qu'acheteurs ou traders, on ne les voit pas. Donc pour nous, c'est juste un nom, une ligne de code sur un écran ou un cahier des charges.
La mondialisation, elle augmente le risque de fraude parce qu'on perd le contrôle de la longueur des chaînes, des intervenants, tout le long de la chaîne d'approvisionnement.
Many foods are increasingly vulnerable to this international trafficking. Fish, for example, is highly valued for its healthy properties, but it's also often targeted by fakers. Most of the fish we eat is no longer caught off our own coasts, but in distant seas, and it's hard to be sure where it originates. One such fish, tuna, is a counterfeiter's dream. To meet the growing demand for raw tuna, a very specific market, run by 200 seafood professionals, has been established in Europe. This fish is caught in the Pacific or Indian Oceans, then quickly frozen at minus 18 degrees. Its red meat, eaten raw in sushi and other dishes, is a premium product and very expensive. So when quantities of luxury-grade raw tuna suddenly started appearing on the market at very low prices, some in the industry grew very suspicious. In 2015, a small group of professional insiders from France, Germany and Italy realized it was time to do something. One of them agreed to talk to us if we disguised his identity.
Un professionnel ne peut pas croire qu'un produit est à moitié prix sans qu'il y ait un souci. C'est totalement impossible.
The insiders group decided to conduct its own private investigation.
En cherchant à comprendre, on s'est rendu compte qu'il y avait, comme c'est assez souvent le cas maintenant, un ajout d'eau pour faire baisser le prix de revient. Le but de l'ajout d'eau, c'est la compétitivité.
Une grosse partie des filets de poisson surgelés, voire même frais, sont souvent injectés au saumure. Donc vous avez dans le produit une injection sous pression de saumure avec des polyphosphates, avec des éléments qui permettent de conserver l'eau à l'intérieur.
Investigators say this outlawed practice is still commonly seen in Indonesia, Vietnam and China. Pumping fish with water increases their weight and makes them more expensive. It's a frequent food fraud trick. But something even more serious was being done to tuna to make it look fresher than it was. Some of the dissident group had started secretly filming during a visit to a Spanish competitor. They noticed strange machinery through which its tuna was being passed. The machinery is sometimes controversially used in the meat industry to inject nitrate preservatives that give hams their pink color. Tuna turns a less appetizing brown when it's been oxidized, frozen, and then thawed. The insiders realized their competitors were using the technique to turn their tuna a more attractive but fake bright red.
Le thon a une particularité, c'est que le consommateur juge sa valeur par sa couleur. Donc s'il est rouge, il vaut plus cher, s'il est marron, il vaut pas cher. Et là, en l'occurrence, c'est un produit marron bas de gamme qui était transformé en un produit rouge pour pouvoir le vendre comme un haut de gamme.
We replicated the same chemical transformation in the laboratory for this film. Injecting nitrates caused the oxidized brown tuna meat to regain its red tinge within a few hours. But tuna recolored to look like fresh fish can be toxic and cause serious food poisoning.
Si on met sur le marché des produits qui sont un pas bons, qui font pas plaisir aux consommateurs, il va s'en détourner. La deuxième chose, c'est que si ils sont pas bons pour sa santé, un jour on risque un clash médiatique qui peut tuer un marché.
Driven by fear of a huge scandal, the industry dissidents took their concerns to the European Union.
Eux, ils avaient la certitude que c'était de la fraude. Effectivement, ça nous a paru tout de suite très sérieux. Très complexe, mais très sérieux.
In 2016, Spanish police established that the whistleblower's fears were correct. They found tuna caught in El Salvador and Panama. Their brown flesh, a sign they should no longer be eaten raw. They also found injection machines and high quantities of nitrates, all set up, ready to go. The evidence was enough to force that particular operation to close, but elsewhere, the practice continued. In 2017, there were 454 cases of poisoning in Europe due to tuna spiked with nitrates. The European Commission had to react.
80% du secteur qui fournissait ce thon frais était affecté. Donc ça voulait dire qu'on avait quasiment tout le marché européen qui était affecté par cette fraude. Donc ce qui s'est passé, c'est qu'on a monté ces opérations, cette fois-ci, dans le cadre d'Europol.
Europol is the pan-European crime-fighting organization. It mobilized the police forces of 11 different countries. In 2018, the resulting investigation shut down a major food fraud operation and seized 131 tons of contaminated or soon-to-be adulterated tuna.
Ça a été la première collaboration sur un sujet européen et ça a été un franc succès.
Despite this, tuna spiked with nitrates is still on sale across Europe today and is still seized on a regular basis. Like all the other fake foods in this investigation and many others we haven't mentioned, it offers fraudsters profits that are easy to make and hard to ignore.
Ce qu'on sait de manière certaine, c'est que la fraude alimentaire se développe de manière exponentielle. Et c'est de plus en plus inquiétant. Tout le monde s'alarme de l'ampleur que ça prend.
So what's the best way to combat this growing threat to what we eat? Our world relies on the free movement of goods, but it also makes things easy for those who seek to abuse the system. And no matter how effective the regulators and investigators may be, too many food frauds are still going undetected. Producers, manufacturers, wholesalers, distributors and retailers are all part of a system that's supposed to help ensure the authenticity of what we consume. The problem is that although many of them take this seriously and perform thousands of their own checks, they're often under no pressure to let others know the results.
Il faut savoir que la fraude alimentaire, si les industriels la constatent par des autocontrôles ou sont au courant ou ont relevé ça sur leur chaîne d'approvisionnement, eh bien, ils n'ont absolument aucune obligation de faire remonter l'information aux autorités. Et ça, c'est un vrai problème.
In Europe, only frauds dangerous to health must be disclosed to the authorities. The others, which are more numerous, depend on the goodwill of the manufacturers.
Les industriels ne rapportent encore pas assez aux autorités compétentes les suspicions de fraude qu'elles font. Il faut bien avoir conscience que l'industrie, ce sont eux qui font le plus de contrôles.
Il faudrait améliorer la réglementation européenne pour faire peser des nouvelles obligations sur les industriels.
C'est une question de volonté et de courage. De courage, d'indépendance par rapport au lobby, par exemple. D'accepter d'être moins copain-copain avec les grosses multinationales. D'être moins dans la main avec la finance. Donc ça veut dire réellement considérer que la priorité est du côté du consommateur et pas de l'industriel ou de ceux qui ont les poches pleines.
But if there's one inescapable conclusion to be drawn from this investigation, it's that right now somebody somewhere is either faking or adulterating a food in the hope that we'll buy it and add to their criminal profits. Of course, many people are working just as hard to stop them. But until they do, perhaps it means that all of us should be a little more vigilant about what we put on our plates.
Thank you.